Hi everyone, I'm Lauren Petrovic and you're listening to the Responsible Luxury Pod, your go-to for all things luxury, business and emerging tech. We have a very special guest on the pod this week, CEO at the helm of Brazil's renowned Cruzeiro Mines, Douglas Neves, a third generation miner who inherited the family business at just 18 years old. Douglas shares his remarkable journey in the industry, highlighting the intricacies of mining one of the world's most prosperous mines. As Douglas puts it, it's truly a combination of local knowledge, intuition, and science. Known for producing top quality gemstones like tourmaline, quartz, morganite, aquamarine, and rubellites, Cruzeiro Mines has become a global leader in the industry. Through the recent partnership with IGI, they aim to enhance traceability and transparency in the gemstone sector. Douglas's expertise shines through his passion for lifelong learning when he tells the history of Cruzeiro and is one of those people who is a lifelong learner, curious about the world around him, and committed to ethical practices. I am so excited to share his story with all of you. So join me and let's jump right in. I wanted to thank you for joining me today, Douglas.
It's great to be here.
It's an honor to have you on the podcast today. The last time we saw each other in person was at the Responsible Luxury dinner back in September during Climate Week.
I did forget about this. Yes, remember. Yes.
It's really important to be able to bring your views and perspective into the conversation to bring more awareness onto Cruzeiro Mines and the work you guys are doing now. I want to talk a little bit about the history. To jump right in and talk more about Cruzeiro, can you tell us more about some unique qualities and characteristics of the gemstones that are mined at and how those qualities also lay a good example of what sustainability and responsible luxury means?
You know, Cruzeiro Mine is globally recognized for producing some of the finest tourmaline, including red, sparkling, pink, green, blue, a variety of bicolor, even a variety of tricolor gems. That's also beautiful. We also produce variety of quartz, beryls, morganite, and aquamarines. Our rubellites are considered the best in the world due to the shade of red and the sort of inclusion that does not affect the sparkle of the gem. You know, other unique characteristic of Cruzeiro gemstones is the clear provenance. The buyers can trace the orange of the stone directly to the mine, ensuring ethical sourcing. That's very important in the moment. We are a single mine orange. We mine as a family, local. We born here, and we have been running the operation for the last 50 years. I'm the third generation running the mine. Purchasing Cruzeiro gems often contributes to the community development, education, infrastructure improvements in the surrounding regions. And Cruzeiro Mine, we say, rarity meets responsibility. Gemstones from Cruzeiro are not only known for their exceptional natural beauty, but also for the ethical, transparent, and sustainable principles and practices. So we believe that's the way for responsible luxury. So everything we do with love and focus in doing the best procedures, in our procedures, you know.
When you co-hosted the event with IGI during Jewelry Week, I had the chance to meet a really special jeweler and designer who had amazing gemstones.
Fisman?
Yes, it was Fisman. He's incredible. He was explaining these are one of the rarest stones that came out of the mines. And he said he can't let them go because they're so precious. And it's such a good example of what comes out of the mines there.
Yes, because sometimes we find a stone and it takes years to get the same quality and color, you know, because we have a variety of quality. So it looks like easy, but it's not.
Yeah, I want to dive deeper into the fact that you guys are a third generation family-owned mining operation and a perfect example of what an ethical mining company is and what it does for its community and the people who work there. You spoke about provenance and being a single mine origin, which I think is super important because people, I think that for like the broader population, people look at the jewelry industry, the first thing that pops into their mind is diamonds, blood diamonds, a red flag. Some people don't want to wear gemstones because they think that it's unethical, it funds bad initiatives. However, the colored gemstone industries, the supply chain is so different. And I think that's something a lot of people may not realize. So can you share a little bit more about the process of mining some of these gemstones? You're able to go deep down under into the mine and see the stones actually come out in the mining. So it's like such an exquisite once in a lifetime experience. So tell us a little bit more.
It's a gift of God when you go inside the mine and get some stones. Everybody thinks that every day I get some stones, not like that. You know, It's amazing. It's always a surprise. You never know what color you're going to get. So yeah. That's make it very excited. So
it's the rarity factor because it's not something man-made. Mother Earth tells you what she wants to give.
This is great when you find any stone. It doesn't mean the rarest one. Any stone you find, you feel like, I would say it's like having a baby. It's mine. It's beautiful. You love this stone. When you come down here, if you see some stone, you're going to get love. I always say, you don't choose the stone. The stone choose you. So, yeah. But, you know, there is still a lot of illegal informal mining in Brazil. Despite the fact of the country has, you know, a better reputation than other countries in Africa, you know. Yeah. But that's why it's so important, mines like Cruzeiro and other responsible Brazilian mine operation, to share our work with consumers and the industry, you know. Because we believe that we're sharing our history. We show the local industry, not only the local industry, the whole industry, the correct way to work. That way we can get a premium for good practice and traceable stones. When we add value to the gem in our operation, when we do all the operation in Brazil, I mean, the mining and the cutting, polishing, everything here, we get our industry and the community stronger. Everybody that works in the Cruzeiro mine is from the community sides. You are able not only to pay workers better and also help develop the people and the whole industry when you buy a Cruzeiro stone.
More ways of thinking about developing the people who are stakeholders inside the organization.
My stakeholders, like, you know, every most of the people that works there, like my mine engineer, they are from there. They went to school. We help them in college. It's really such like a family, you know. What you do there. Actually, millions of my work is a distant relative in a mind. So
something I find spread across a lot of the people you work with become your family.
These are
people you have relationships with for the rest of your life once you start working together.
That's why we always try to choose who we work with because it's not for the money. You want to be happy.
So tell me a little bit more about your day-to-day. At the office, what is a typical day work challenges or activities that happen at the office?
First of all, the mine operates 6 hours per day. It's a mandate by Brazilian law, and naturally, we follow these standards. In addition, we carefully plan where we're gonna explore next. And this is a combination of local knowledge, intuition, and science. We have a local engineer in the team, in the Cruzeiro team, but, you know, it's sometimes we hire some consultants from abroad, you know, when we need it. Of course, we never stop learning. The most important thing about Cruzeiro mine is that we approach as a slow mine. The same way there is a fashion in slow food. We do things slow. But to conclude, I would say a bad day in the mine is too much better than a good day in the office. Because when you are there, you can feel the energy of the earth.
When you start to do more exploring to see other opportunities to create a new mining site, how do you find evidence to know this is a good place to start mining? This is a good place where we think there's going to be a source of gemstones.
Well, as I said, intuition, of course.
Yeah.
You need it. Yeah. It's 50 years in the play. Since I took over the business, I invest a lot of money in knowledge. I hired people from Canada, geologists, mine engineers. It was great because I could get the theory and use my practice. When I go to the mine and I look at the wall, I understand everything there, but I cannot say geological terms about that. So I let them to the geologists and mine engineers. We have mapped around 25 kilometers of tunnels. Every place we produce stone, we say about, we produce here 10 kilos of pink tourmaline, and we have all those minerals around. So before we do something, we see the whole picture, you know? So because just think about it, when you down in the mine in the tunnel, you don't know where are you going, south, north? You don't know. If you only see the wall, it's easy to get lost. But if you see the whole picture, you can do a better thing.
I'm sure I can imagine too, because being down there, like you said, getting the energy from the earth, you feel you're almost led by this certain type of energy calling you to see where it's going to lead you.
Yes, I have a lot of examples of that. You know, it's really, you know, yes. Some things say, I have to go right. So, why? And the people say, you crazy? No, I have to go right. I don't know why. And then you hit something.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's probably one of humans' most powerful talents, because I think intuition is the one thing that separates us from every other living.
Yes, as I say, it's magic. It's a combination of everything. Of course, we need the theory, understand how, you know, everything happened 400 million ago. But, you know, there, the intuition and feeling the energy, you have to follow this.
Once you start to produce more of these gemstones and the rough goes on to the market, bought by dealers, and starts to travel along in the supply chain, how are you providing more transparency in the sourcing and production of gemstones? How are you guys verifying? And I don't know if you guys have any protocols in place for if someone's buying a rough stone, you have data points. Okay, it was mined on this day, this time, so on and so forth. How are you tracing that back to the source?
When I took over the business, I used to sell only rough material. At the time, we are not aware of many things. You know, I was 18 years old, so I was learning many things. I took over the business because my father and my mother passed away in an aircraft accident. So I went to the mine, I was 10 years old, but I took over the business 8 years ago.
18, you took over?
Yes.
Wow.
18. Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Okay. So young, 18 years old, to have this big operation is quite significant.
Yes. The first thing I did is learn how to mine, how to do the best thing, the mine, protecting the environment and doing the right way, sustainable. So it took some years. And then I started to learn about the stone. And so I got the rough and started cutting and polishing to understand what I have to see. And my brother specialized in this. I say that he's a master because, you know, he know how to polish the stone, because that's the beauty of the tourmalines. Every stone is different. Sometimes if you polish in the way, the color change.
Now, how do you guys know what shape to cut it in, or what's the special cut for it?
Yeah, it took years to understand, you know, everything. And experience, we try many times doing the same thing and comparing. The color got much better now because of this. Well, this cut, the stone can get better, you know. So, yeah, it took many years to understand this. But thanks God, we know a lot, so we can get the best of the stone. When we talk about sustainability, I also say people, because sometimes, you know, the jeweler come to me and said, wow, I want a 20-piece... Oh, I want a 20-piece 8x6 oval in this color. And maybe this color is not going to be good on oval. And also, it's not sustainable, because it's sustainable when I do best from the rough. I get the rough and do it the best from the rough. Because if I do this, I'm going
to
lose it.
You're saying when a jeweler comes to you and says, I want 20 pieces, 8x6 cut stone, you're losing a lot of value when you produce like that. You're saying it's more organic.
It's organic. If I say to you, are you in New York?
Yes.
Yeah. If I say you go on the street and find 10 guys with this weight and this size and this color, the eyes, you will find it, but it's not easy. If you ask me 20 pieces of the same stone and same shape, I can do it. It's not easy. But if you ask me 500 stones, any shape, it's much easier for me. It's easier to me to do 20 stones,
and
the same thing.
Also, I think something that a lot of people should really know is that the gemstones that come out of your guys' mine, it's far above commercial grade gemstones. You guys are an artisanal mine. It's slower production of stones, but true luxury nowadays is slow, right? Yeah. You don't want this rapid, fast consumption. Looking further ahead, what's something that you guys are excited about for the company to reach? Is there any new initiatives or milestones ahead that you guys are looking forward to?
Well, Laurie, we start working direct to the jeweler. I think it's 4 or 5 years ago, and make us very happy, because when we are together with the jeweler, we can understand their difficulties and they can understand our difficulties too. And so when we are together and we can do the best thing, we can do the best piece for the end consumer. Also, when you see their work with my stone, it's amazing, because before we sell the stone, you don't see what they're going to do. When you see what they do, it's really wonderful. Once I took some FISMA piece and I went to the mine, I got some girls there to wear the jewelry. The workers, the miners, saw the FISMA work. You know, some of them cried because they say, I never thought we're going to be like this. I never thought. So it's kind of things that make it really, really make us happy, you know. So we plan to be closer to the jeweler, to the mine, to market. We believe in this because we need to show the world the beautiful thing and transparency in our sector.
Yeah, absolutely. Providing more transparency, the more value gets transferred downstream to the end collector, the end consumer of that piece. So I definitely align with that as well. Would there be any advice or any insights you would give to other entrepreneurs or business leaders looking to produce and consume more responsibly in the jewelry sector or broader luxury sector?
Well, it's the first thing that come up to my mind, it's focus and long term. You know, never do the rapid profit. Yeah. It's never easy to do the right thing, but doing that makes us stronger. I mean, we need to be proud of what we do. We have the responsibility to change our sector. That's what I feel. We can never forget that, you know, our products for centuries have been a great investment. Price of gold and gems always increase because it's rare. So we have to find a way to do it sustainable and legal all the way with good practice. Responsible luxury is about creating products that are not only beautiful, but also meaningful. Transparency, you know, ethic into your business. You know, you not only contribute for the better world, but also maintain the excellence and exclusivity that define luxury sector.
Yes. Is very well said. And something you touched upon was, what does responsible luxury mean to you? Responsible luxury is something that does good for everyone involved, but it's also very meaningful and should be passed down for generations, whether it's a way of living, a philosophy, a piece of jewelry, mm-hmm. a gemstone that's passed down in the family for many generations. I think that's so beautiful.
Yes, it is.
I hope very soon we'll have the opportunity to see each other and visit the mining
for sure.
site in Brazil.
I'm awaiting you here in Brazil, for sure. We're going to be lovely. It's going to be lovely to take you to the mine. It's a big adventure. You're going to love it.
Lifetime.
Are you going to Tucson?
I believe so. That's in February.
Yes.
Right? I have to double check. I should be there.
Yes. Go there. It's a nice place to go. I'll send you the booth number, all the information.
Excellent. Douglas, where is the best place for people to find you after the episode today? Is there a good place for them on Instagram, or maybe drop your handles below?
Instagram is the best way to find me. My personal Instagram is Douglas WN. There's a Cruzeiro Mine Instagram too. Cruzeiro.mine.
Cruzeiro.mine. Make sure to link in the show notes below for everyone. Wonderful. Well, Douglas, thank you so great. Much. Best to you guys.
Yeah. Good. I'll ask Adriana to send you by WhatsApp. That's good.
Wonderful. Douglas, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you very much. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Responsible Luxury Podcast. If you haven't already, please rate and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. If you have any questions you want answered or ideas to share, please reach out to us at responsibleluxurypod or connect with me directly. And don't forget to follow at responsibleluxurypod for the latest updates. I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.